coming in.
Hey, it's a pleasure to meet you. This is such a beautiful office. Have you guys been here long?
Yeah, just about 2 years. I like it. Okay, so what have you got for us today?
I'm really glad you asked. Well, look, I have a bit of an agenda here set out. I was hoping we'd start with just some introductions to understand each of your roles and kind of how they touch voice. Afterwards, we'll look at a little bit of a special tooling that I had set up for today's meeting, then talk about, you know, just some of the things that make Rhyme special. But really what I want to spend the most of the time today doing is just talking about voice AI at Assurant. Some of the concerns you have, I understand, maybe around voice quality or other things, if you had a magic wand you'd love to change. I do have a special demo prepared for you using some of our technology, and then certainly left time for just open conversation, questions, and next steps. Sound good?
That works. Just so you know, reliability and risk are top of mind for us.
Cool. No, let's get into that. But before we do, if you could just do a brief round of intros, that'd be awesome.
Sure. I'm Dana, CX. I own CSAT and Containment. Marcus, IT and Systems. Integration, security, uptime. And Priya, procurement. Cost, risk, commercial terms.
Great. And I am somewhat new at Rhyme, but you know, I've been in voice AI now 3 years. I was at one point the first employee at a company called DeepGram, and then spent years in intelligent voice, and most recently Gradium. I really am excited to talk with you all today. So again, it was Dana, Marcus, and who is the third employee?
Priya.
Priya from procurement. Got it. Let's see here. Did I get Priya from procurement? Oh shit, my system didn't capture that, but let's not worry about that. So we're doing a co-pilot today that organizes what you say into a live, shareable, editable summary. Everything's completely encrypted and lives only on device. It's just to really organize my thoughts. I have the worst handwriting in the world, so that's why we're doing it that way. Let me tell you. Let me tell you again. About us. So the team here was actually came together in 2022. It was started by Lily and Brooke and Aries. And they're all, two of the three were linguists and with one an engineer. And we really just took a different approach to building voice models and specifically TTS. Whereas a lot of our contemporaries are using the same podcasts and actor-generated speech data, we actually have our own. So we started by setting up a studio and recording thousands of hours of just natural, high-quality training with very specifically made content. But you know, more important than that is the proof. The more natural, nuanced TTS that we build is now powering tens of millions of phone calls every month, and major restaurant chains and healthcare, telecom, and enterprise. Just recently, actually, we did a survey. Through an academic group, conducted 100,000 phone calls using our voices and those of two of our competitors, the largest competitors. And we found that although no one loves receiving unsolicited calls, we had the lowest hang-up rate amongst others. So that actually, you know, at scale starts to be a very significant margin. We also were able to complete the calls the fastest. We measure KPIs with increase in sales and not just voice quality, but a real world impact.
Yeah, we're on NICE and Cognigy. It works, but voices feel a bit robotic, which doesn't help when customers are stressed about a claim. Right, and for my side, even small changes can introduce risk. Latency spikes, integration touches, we can't afford downtime. And we get pitched constantly. We need a clear business case.
Sorry, just to double click on one thing you said about the downtime, what is the business impact of that?
Yeah, well, during peak, spikes hit handle time, and that flows straight into cost and SLAs. And on the customer side, it drives repeats and escalations.
So the impact of latency spikes and integration is what?
Primarily, handle time up, escalations up, cost up. and potential SLA exposure.
Got it. What else is broken with voice at Assurant these days?
Honestly, it's not broken. It's serviceable, just not delightful. And changing
What would make it
vendors,
delightful?
voices that sound reassuring, less robotic, that reduce repeats and keep customers calm, plus predictable reliability and clear ROI.
So you mentioned keeping customers calm. Can you say a bit more about that?
Yeah, when someone calls about a cracked phone or warranty issue, a steadier voice could reduce friction, fewer agent moments, right? But any swap has to be low lift, security cleared, and ideally not a rip and replace. We move carefully.
So in terms of the reducing the customer friction, how would you measure that in terms of the success criteria?
We look at containment, CSAT deltas, maybe transfer rates, and real time, but we need to align internally first. And no commitments today.
Yes, of course. What about the small changes introducing risk? Can you speak more to that?
Sure. Even small things can cascade at our scale. A little extra latency, brittle integration can create downstream churn. We have very tight SLAs.
And what's the impact of not meeting an SLA?
Financial penalties, client dissatisfaction. That's why we move cautiously.
So far we've talked about, in terms of the high level problems, meeting SLAs is something about changing vendors, but then adding latency causes SLA breaches. Latency spikes increase costs, and then frequent agent mistakes can increase customer friction, which reduces customer satisfaction.
That's a fair capture. High level, but accurate.
Marcus, what about from your perspective?
That's where I'm at, too. Stability, security review, low lift. That's the lens. And we'd need to align.
What if you had a magic wand? What else could really increase sort of the delightfulness that we talked about earlier?
Honestly, if a calmer voice reduced repeat calls and increased containment without increasing handle time, that would be great. But again, careful process.
Yeah, no, I get that. You move very carefully over there.
Exactly. Caution's part of the culture.
I'd love to actually show you a little bit of a few of our voices and how they work, but before they do, what else do you think we should know about kind of concerns you may have?
Just that we get a lot of generic pitches. Specificity matters. Yeah, useful first pass, though.
So you have concerns about vendor changes and the SLAs are very important. Success is measured by containment, CSAT scores, and the transfer rates. And I think that's everything we've covered. Is that about accurate?
Broadly, yes. We still need to align internally, but that's a decent summary.
Great. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, lots to kind of dig into there, but perhaps the best way I can do that is to show you what we can do. So let me actually do a simulated call based on sort of what I know about your business. Is it fair to say that phone warranties is a significant part of your business?
Yes, device protection is a big line. One
Thanks for
thing.
calling Northstar
In a
Device
real
Protection. This
setting,
is a
we'd
demo.
also care about how it handles edge cases, but I know this is just a mock-up.
Hey, this is Colin. I have a problem with my phone.
Hi, thanks for calling North Star Device Protection. This is a demo and the call may be recorded. How can I help today?
You can pause ChatGPT. We're just going to listen now. Hey, North Star, could you repeat that?
Got it. Pause it.
Hello, Colin. I'm here to help with your phone issue. To get started, may I have the zip code associated with your device protection policy?
94105.
Thanks, Colin. Your Apple iPhone 16 Pro is covered for accidental damage under an active policy. Can you tell me the date when the damage happened?
July 11th.
Thanks. Was the damage accidental?
Yeah, I mean, I was just preparing for this really important meeting, and I was so excited that I knocked my phone off the desk and I cracked the screen. Oops.
Yeah.
Got it. So the damage was accidental.
Naturalistic.
Does your phone still power on and work?
Tone felt calmer, less robotic.
Yes, it does.
But I'd want to see it in our context, at scale. Same.
Chat, you can pause.
Pausing now.
Do you still have...
Sorry, continue?
Do you still have the...
Yeah, no, I still have it.
No problem. Thanks for confirming, Colin. To recap, on July 11th, you accidentally knocked your phone off the desk, cracking the screen. The phone still powers on and you still have the device. Is that correct?
Yes.
Your claim CLM demo 2049 is submitted for the accidental damage on July 11th. Your deductible for screen repair is $29. I can send a secure document upload link to your phone to continue the claim. Would you like me to send that now, or is there something else I can help you with?
You can send it.
The secure document upload link is sent to your phone ending in 0148. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Is there like a specialist I could talk to?
I'll transfer you now to a specialist who can help further with your claim. The summary of your case will travel with you, so no need to repeat anything. Thank you for your patience.
Hi, Colin. I'm the device claim specialist helping you with your claim CLM demo 2049 for your Apple iPhone 16 Pro. How can I assist you further with this?
Oui, bonjour. Je veux juste confirmer la situation est bien organisée. Ça va?
Bonjour, Colin. Je peux vous aider à confirmer la situation de votre sinistre pour votre iPhone 16 Pro. Que souhaitez-vous vérifier exactement?
No, I think that's everything. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome, Colin. If you need anything else, don't hesitate to reach out. Have a great...
So that concludes the interactive demo there. What did you guys think of the voice you just heard?
It feels smoother than what we have, less robotic. I would want to test it in a real flow with our customers.
That's funny. I would like to test it in a real flow too. Continue though. What else did you hear?
Same here. Useful first look. No commitments. We'd need to define success and align internally.
Yeah, no, love that. So just a bit of context. Obviously, this was something I set up in a few minutes myself. I'm just the sales guy. I'm not an engineer or an expert. I picked one of our voices that was more formal and professional and obviously also American, as that's your main market. I wanted energy and empathy. We actually had a very big process when we started picking the voices for Coda. We have a statistical way of comparing them to pick out the best ones. And then with those, we still allow you to choose which is most appropriate. And then some customers will have certain voices for certain geographies or things like this. But hopefully it's a helpful starting point to see some of our capabilities.
Yeah, it was helpful to hear. We'd need the right folks in the room if this goes further.
Agreed. So
for now.
So tell me, do you have any questions at this point?
Not right now. Send a short recap and we'll take it from there.
I'm sure you must have a couple questions.
Just a quick sanity check. Are you thinking weeks or months before even a limited pilot? Months. We plan carefully.
Oh yeah, and
That's fair.
generally, how does timing work with you guys?
We follow structured cycles. We'll align internally first. No rush. Sounds good.
And generally, how does decision making work?
Cross-functional. CX, IT, procurement, and the business. No single owner.
Uh-huh. And then
procurement comes in when there's a defined business case.
Do you have a current contract with your vendor?
Yes. Active agreement in place.
Oh, when does that expire?
One moment. We do, yes. I'm not comfortable sharing the exact date right now.